Blog Talk Radio.
Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. God bless you. This is Evangelist Hayes. It is Sunday, March the 26th, 2017. It's a little after 9 o'clock today. Praise the Lord. I just want you know to know that God can give you what you need. If you need joy, leap for it. Whatever you need, God got it. Only thing you got to do is call on Him and you'll get an answer. Thank God for allowing me another opportunity to come out here one more time to be a servant of Jesus Christ, to carry this word one more time. Because you know what? If it was not that God was on my side, where would I be today? And you can say the same thing. Where would you be today if God was not on your side? So as I get ready, I'm going to do prayer, and then I'm going to go into the lesson today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as humbly as I know how this morning, Father God, to thank you, Father God, that you have given me a brand new day full of grace and mercy and loving kindness. And for that, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, God, that your anointing rests in this place, God. I thank you, Father God, that you will come in and have thy own way, Father. Do what you will, Father God. As I decrease, that you would increase, Father God. As I take a seat, Father God, and let you, Father God, and the Holy Ghost work through me, Father God, that your word may go forward, Lord, that it will not come back void, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. I thank you that you sit high and you look low, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are God all by yourself, Father God. I thank you that there is nothing too hard for you, Father God. I thank you if we call on you, Father God, and we say in the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every knee must bow unto you, Father God. And for that, Father God, I thank you. I thank you right now, Father God. Keep me in your care. Guide and lead me in the way in which you want me to go, Father. Now, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you may be glorified for what I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I've already told you who I am. I already told you this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I'm going to go into this lesson. Coming from Psalms 121, verses 1 through 4. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. 2, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber, for behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Praise the Lord. And today's subject is God's protection. And whether you know it or not, we have God's protection. God protects us in our mess. God keeps us in the hollow of his hand. Once you're in God's hand, no man can pluck you out. You have to know that you have God's protection, and you have to lean and you have to depend on him, and you have to thank him and be thankful and be grateful that God loves us just that much. And when you begin to think about the protection that God has us, do you know that when we're sleeping at night, God don't sleep nor slumber? Do you know when danger could come to us? Do you know that God protects us? Do you know that God has an angel assigned to us? And sometimes God even do it himself, because he can do it. Anywhere we are always protected, and God always have a shield around us. And things will happen, but you know what? They happen, but it don't last. Because God got the keeping power. And when God let things happen, it's for us to get a lesson out of it. It's just for our good. Because he takes that and he takes it and he puts it together with the good and the bad, and it works out for our good. So we just have to know that we have to keep on trusting in God, and we have to know that God is God. In the first two verses, the speaker in the Psalms expressed his complete reliance on the maker of heaven and earth. We have to be completely, we have to rely on God. We have to call on God. We have to have a personal relationship with God. We have to be connected to divine connection. We have to know that God is our protection. We have to know that if we call on him, we will get an answer. You got to know that. You got to know who your protector is. You cannot fear what's going on in this world today. And I know, yes, it's unnerving, because where you're going, you don't know what's going to happen. But one thing about it, God passes it over us. We in so much danger that never come nigh us. It tells us in Psalms 91 that in the trouble, it won't come nigh thee. It doesn't matter what's happening. If you covered in the blood of Jesus. See, what we don't understand is that the blood still works. The blood of Jesus still works. And we just have to be connected to the divine connection. We have to be connected to God. We have to be connected and know that the blood works. You have to cover yourself. You have to cover your family in the blood of Jesus. You have to know that you are protected by God. You have to know that God is God. beginning with verse 3, there is a change of speakers. In the remaining verses, we hear the Holy Spirit. You know what? When Jesus left, he said that he would leave us a comforter. That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always with us. We're never alone. We're never going to be alone. So you have to keep that in mind. You have to, you know, acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is with you. And when we begin to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is with us and that the Lord is in everything, we will stop really lining up and stop doing a lot of things that we do, that we have from man, but we forget. We have to be mindful that God is everywhere, and God sees it all. It says, guarantee eternal security of those who trust in the Lord. Guaranteed. Okay, God guaranteed this. This is a promise that God has given to his children. You're going to always be protected. There is a guarantee of unassessment stable, so you don't have to worry about it. The believers' foot will be preserved from beginning, from being moved. Since the foot speaks of the foundation or standing. So what we have to understand that we're standing up under the covenant of Jesus Christ, and that he will keep us, and he will not let us slumber. He won't slumber, we slumber. Because, you know, when it gets time for me to go to sleep, I go to sleep. You know, no matter what's going on, you end up going to sleep eventually. But God never sleeps. He never sleeps, nor does he slumber. And the Holy Ghost, come on, Holy Ghost, give me your help with this message this morning. It means that God will keep his trusting kids from slipping or falling. God keeps us from slipping and falling. No matter what we're going through, God is always there. And we have to be mindful of these things. There is a guarantee of a guardian who never slumbers nor sleeps. And the guardian is Jesus, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to be mindful throughout the night hours when we are no longer conscious of the world around us. Our God does not slumber nor sleep. He watches over us all night and all day. Remember they said they had some angels that watches over us all day and all night? Well, God watches over us all day and all night too. We just have to be mindful of these things. We have to know who he is. You have to know his word in order to know the promises that he's given us in his word. There is a guarantee that our keeper is none other than the Lord himself. How, oh my God, that's a shout in the camp right there. That just shows you just how much he loves us, that he watches over us. Even when the influence of death, that the evilness tries to come in. Because, you know, if death wanted to come in, it can't come in unless God permits it. If a stroke wanted to come in, it can't come in unless God permits it. Even the burglar, even the people can't break in your house unless they have permission. And God, and I'm not saying that God does what's bad, but things happen. And when things happen, God still has us. We can never, ever forget that God protects us and God keeps us. Even when we don't understand the way that his will is working for us, even if we don't understand the way it works in that situation, you still got to know that it's going to come out all right. You got to know that you know that you know that God is in control. There is a guarantee that he will protect us from every influence of evil. Every influence of evil. We have to know that. And we have to keep on pressing our way. We have to get up daily. When we hit the floor in the morning, we need to get up and talk to God. That should be your first thing on your agenda, not your boo. Your first thing on your agenda should be Jesus Christ. You need to thank him for keeping you, for protecting you as you slept all during the night. You need to give him the praise. You need to give him, you need to let him know that you're grateful. You need to let him know that you're open to receive your assignment for the day. You need to acknowledge God in all that you do. It says in Proverbs, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. So if God is directing your path and God is your protection, he's going to take you through the trouble places because he can see everything. He may have you to go to work a different way, He may delay you. But because you're connected to him and you're asking him for direction, you're calling on him, and he is directing you. Our ears have to be open to hear what the Lord is saying to us. It says here in Psalms 124:8, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. My God from Zion. He's in full control, you all. God's protection. He will keep us. He keeps us strong. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and 9. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. My God. For by strength shall no man prevail. No man. Did you hear that? These are promises that God gave us. Proverbs 3:23, then shall thy walk in thy way of safety, and thy foot shall not slumber. Oh, my God. Look at God. He's telling us that, yes, it's a lot going on now. Yes, we have a person in place in the White House, the mayors and all that, and they got all this stuff going on, all these drive-by shooting, everything's going on, but he's telling us that you have his protection. You have the protection of God, that you are covered in the blood of Jesus, and you have to know that for yourself. You have to know and you have to believe it and you have to trust it. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord shall be thy comforter and shall keep thy foot from being taken. My God, my God. God has got us. And what we have to do is we have to keep on building all our hope on nothing but Christ. We have to keep our minds focused on Christ. We have to understand that he is God. We have to understand that there is nothing too hard for him. We have to know that if we call on him, we'll get an answer. We have to know that. You know, it's just some things you just got to believe. You got to believe that when I lift my eyes unto the hills, that all my help coming from that. And when you lifting your eyes to the hill, you're looking up to Christ, not to a physical hill, but you're looking up to Christ, who has full control of everything. And if God said it, I believe it. And if you trust God, you will never, ever go wrong. And if you take him at his word ain't coming back void. You know, a lot of times we don't take his word because we don't know his word. And I'm not beating up on anybody. I'm just saying to you today, if you don't know his word, get in his word, learn his word, so you will know who he is in your life, that you will know that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he is the beginning and the end. Remember last week I talked about him being yesterday, today, and forever? You will know that he protected you yesterday, today, and forever, that God's protection is always there, and that you can always lean and you can always depend on him. People may leave you, people may go away, but God never leaves us. He promised never to leave us. He promised to always be there, even until the end. He promised. And I'm going to tell you, as much as I've been through in my life, every time I call on him, I got an answer. It may not have been the answer that I wanted, but it was the right answer for me according to his will and according to his journey that he has assigned for me. You got to get in tap with God. You got to get in tap so you can be doing and walking in obedience to him up under the protection of God. If you are not doing what God has assigned you, if you are out of the ark of the safety of God, I'm telling you today, come back in. Get back in and get covered under the blood of Jesus. Turn your life back to God. Yes, he's married to the backslider. It's nothing that you can do that he didn't even already know that you were going to do. Stop saying that you're going to wait. Tomorrow, the next minute is not promised to us. Get back in the protection and the coverage of Jesus Christ. And repent of your sins and ask to be forgiven. And ask God, what is my assignment for today, Lord? What should I be doing now, Lord? And as God begins to send you forth, God's protection is going to be around you. God keeps his word. God performs on his word. That's why you got to know his word. You got to know the unchanging hand of Christ. You got to know. You got to hold on to him. You got to know that all your help coming from him. And two, it says, my help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He made heaven and earth. We got to hold on to him. We got to know that he's not going to sleep or slumber. We got to know that if we call on him, we'll get an answer. We got to know that his ears, that he can't, his ears are not clouded up, that he can't hear us. His arms are not too short that he can't reach us. We got to know that in the time that we need him. And sometimes the Father say, no, I go. That's because you got to have that connection with him. You got to call on him. And then sometimes when we don't even call on him, because we're covered up under that blood and because we're covered up under the protection of Jesus Christ, he comes to see about you just when you need him the most. Sometimes when you can't get it out because you have prayed so and you have such a connection with him, you just moan and he comes and see about you. Whatever your need is, he will supply it. That's why he's our protector, because that's one of our needs that we need to be protected. Trust in him. Doubt not in him. Even wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, turn your life back over to him. I'm going to tell you, I'm a living witness. It don't matter where you are. The farther you go, that's the farther he'll reach down and pull you up. Oh, my God. Because that's the kind of God he is. When I was in my mess, he protected me in my mess. He didn't let me sit. And he won't let you sit either. Because if he has something for you and a calling on your life, you've got to walk in obedience to him. You've got to do it. And you will see that everything is going to be all right. Yes, the journeys are rough and tough, but we're getting the lessons. But he's not leaving us. He's right there with us all the way through. So trust that God has you. Not put the guns down. Put those guns down. Put those knives down. And give your life to Christ. Ask God. Pray unto God. Cry out to him. I dare you to try him. Try him for yourself and watch him. Watch him make a difference in your life. And then your light will be shining, and you can then help your family. Then you can help somebody else, because you do know he saved us to pull somebody else up, right? You do know that our gifts are not for us, but it's for the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We do know that. So we have to continue to keep on going, and we have to keep on doing, and we have to keep on believing and trusting in God. And we have to watch him make a difference in our lives. In Psalms 127:1, except the Lord build the house, the labor is in vain that buildeth it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman, but in vain. If God was not keeping Chicago, it wouldn't be kept. If God wasn't keeping California, it wouldn't be kept. If God wasn't keeping overseas, it wouldn't be kept. We have to understand that. But we need to go back to the old way. We need to start praying. We need to start turning our lives over. We need to start putting discipline back on our kids. We need to stop letting our kids take over. We need to stop rewarding kids for bad behavior. We need to go back to the old way. My uncle used to say that we need to go back to the square. Go back to the square where we messed up at. And with my mom and my uncles and dad and stuff, we didn't come out that bad. You understand? You're going to do what you're going to do. You're going to try stuff because that's your journey. But parents, young mothers, fathers out here, turn your life over to Christ and ask God to help you raise your child. My family and God helped me raise my son, and he came out okay. Trust me, give your kids back to God. Give them back. Send them to these Sunday schools. Send them to churches. Get them up under the banner of Christ. Teach them who their protector and their savior is. Give your kids what's important. Give them to Jesus. Let them know Jesus for themselves. And let them know that they have a protector. Let them know that the Lord is their shepherd. Know that they, if they need help, they can look unto Christ, and God will take care of them, and God will protect them. We got to teach them that. They don't know if we don't teach them. And stop doing everything in front of these kids, and stop letting your kids be with everybody. Protect your kids. God gave them to you as a gift. And you give them back to Christ. So then they will be a blessing to somebody else. Keep in mind and get in the Bible. Proverbs is a Bible full of wisdom. You know, get in your Bible and ask God to tell you. Ask God what you need to know. And he will open up your understanding. He will give you whatever you need to know at that very moment. Last night I was asking for something, and I picked the Bible up and I closed it, and I walked to the other room, and I opened the Bible up, and one of the promises God had that I was asking about without for my need, he gave me his word. And by him giving me his word, I know his word ain't coming back void. I know he's going to perform that word for me, and he wanted me to know that there's no need to doubt me, because I said it. And I shall bring it to pass, for you are my servant. And if you call on me, I will give you an answer. And that's the way you have to be. Get connected to the connector, the God of the whole universe. Trust him, and he will make everything all right. In Isaiah 27:3, I, the Lord, will watch over it, water it carefully day and night. I will watch so no one can harm it. God is watching over us. God is keeping us. God's word, water his word in you, and it will not come back void. Trust God and understand what he said. He said that I, the Lord, will watch over it. That means the covenant that you have with him, he's watching over it. It says water it carefully. That means he waters you with the wisdom, the knowledge of him carefully. Whatever you need in that season, he will open up the channels of your mind. It says day and night will he grant you wisdom and knowledge. I will watch so no one can harm it. That means nobody. Nobody can do you like God. You can search this world high and low, and you will find no greater love than God. And you have to know it, you have to hold on to it, and you have to trust it, no matter what you're going through. That's why I always, you know, that Romans 8:28 now. Now you know that I wasn't going to go and not use it. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and called according to his purpose. So who purpose are you called for? Are you called according to God's purpose? Are you being obedient to what God wants to do? Or are you doing what you want to do? What are you doing? Trust in God. Turn your life over to him. And he'll make everything all right. And in my closing, it says we can always know that God's protection is with us no matter what and no matter where you are. God's protection is going to be with you. God will never, ever leave us. It says to fear not. You know what? God is God. God is God all by himself. And he does not sleep nor slumber. And when we need him, we can call on him. Know that he is your shepherd, and you shall not want. And know that when you call him, he's going to do just what you ask. Trust God and watch him make a difference in your life. If you are out the ark of Savior with Jesus Christ, if you have walked away, now it's time for you to walk back Go to Romans 10 and 9. Read and confess your sins to Christ and turn your life back over to him and ask him to send you so you can understand your assignment, get the gifts that you stirred up, that you may walk in obedience, because somebody in this world is waiting for you to get it together, that you may help them and pull them up. So turn your life back over to him. Go and do the sinner's prayer and watch God. No way would he cast you out if you call on him, because he's not that kind of dad. He loves us all the same. He already know. He already know our ups and our downs and our faults. But he looks past that, and he blesses and he loves us anyway. So trust him and give yourself to him and watch him make a difference. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this day and this opportunity that you allow me to carry this word, Father God. I did as you told me, God, as your servant, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you, Father God, would orchestrate this word for those that need it and those that would hear, that you would bless their spirit, Father God, that it will help them along their journey, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for being our protection, Father God. Thank you for being all infinite. Thank you, God, for being this omnipotent, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for everything, Father God. I love you, God. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you, God. Cover your word, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you need to talk with me, I am reachable at area code 708-715-4545. Or you can email me at walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. I'm sorry, Gmail. Yes, gmail.com was net. Sometimes I get it confused, but you can reach me on there. You can always like me on Facebook, or you can also go to my new website. I did my website over. It's really friendly. It's usable friendly, and it's quick. Stop by there and leave your prayer request. You can also sign the book and let me know that you were there, and I thank you for it, and I thank you for coming by. I thank you that God will be glorified for all that I do, you know. And you know what? And sometimes forget the mispronounced things or things that I say. Just get the message. Get the message that God is giving you, because God not through with me yet either. And just know that I come as a servant of Jesus Christ, doing the best I can, trying to walk my journey to get to my destiny. And I pray that you will do likewise. So just thank you for fellowshipping with us and love on purpose. To God be the glory for all that I do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. Till next week, if God say so, I'll speak with you. Be blessed.